Two senior high mission trips that we were able to take this last summer. They were both outstanding trips. One was in June, one was in August, and I had the privilege of taking these young people again on these trips. They did an outstanding job. They had a great impact on the congregations where they went. They did a lot of good in reaching out to the community, teaching children the Bible, and they had exemplary behavior and attitudes and all of that. Everything that you would expect and want from them is what they did on those trips, and you would have been very impressed with them. But they're going to come, Daniel Jenkins first, and then Shea Brown, going to come and give you a brief report about these two trips, and I hope you'll rejoice together in the good that our young people were able to do this summer.
Good morning. I'm here to present the Fort Walton Beach mission trip to the Emerald Coast Church of Christ. It was on June 14th through the 21st. First, to introduce our group, we had Shea Brown, Casey Byerly, Rachel Byerly, Rachel Fuller, Esther St. Hill, Nahum Villard, David Sproul, Kelly Sproul, Nicole Friesman, and myself. And Sunday we got to the church, we went to church, we got settled in our households, we set up our VBS and everything, and then Monday through Friday we had a four and a half hour VBS, and it was just singing and skits, morning snacks, class sessions, then we would do a craft, another class, lunch, and then group activities, singing, snacks, and playtime. I mean, just a long day full of just kids, basically. And then we had the classes, which were ages 4 to 5, were taught by Casey and Rachel Byerly. Grades 1 through 3 was Esther St. Hill and Rachel Fuller. And then grades 4 through 6 was Shea, Nahum, and myself. On Monday, we went door knocking, and we handed out a bunch of flyers and went out and door knocked. And we had a baptism throughout the week. And not showing the pictures now. And then we had the fun stuff, the mission trip mascots. Those are way back, aren't they? We're still in the skits? Okay, well then I'll go back to the skits. The skits we had, that's Shay and myself, and it was a Castaway Bay, like VBS, you know, island theme, just, you know. And we were castaways that had been on the island for a long time. And we had a lot of pictures of that, didn't we? And this is our singing and our crafts. Wow, we had a lot of pictures. Our crafts, our best craft maker. That was our group, the entire group that we had up there, all the kids and everything. And then there's our baptism that we had. Rachel and Esther actually went with the guy that's baptizing him and studied with him and went out and met with that guy and studied with him. And there are our hermit crabs that me, Shea, and Nahum caught at night because we stayed on the intercoastal in a hotel. And we went and played goofy golf when Shea dominated the gator. Seminoles finally won, Shea. And we went and had ice cream, and we went to the beach. We got to see the nice white sandy beaches and everything. And then we went to Busch Gardens, where it rained all day. Worst trip to Busch Gardens ever. Rained completely the entire day. And that's our group in front of the church. And now I guess I can hand it over to Shay.
Moving on now to our Minnesota mission trip, which was from August 2nd to the 8th. And the only switch in kids who went was that Stacy Hall went on this trip and Nahum did not. And we switched out the Sproul girls and took Katie on this trip along with us. We flew to Minnesota this time, and instead of driving, we flew from PBI to Atlanta and then on to Minneapolis-St. Paul. And this is a picture of the church building. As you might remember, this is where Lonnie Fuller's brother and Pat Brown's son is a member, and he's an elder there, so that's how he knew this congregation, the South Twin Cities Church of Christ. The next day we went door knock. Actually, the day we got there and flew in, we went door knocking, handed out about 300 flyers. And then Sunday morning started the VBS. It was a nighttime VBS. Started at 7 o'clock, had two class sessions, and ended around 9. So we had a great VBS. The ages 2 and 3 were taught by Rachel Byerly, and Nicole Friesman helped out along with that class. Ages 4 and 5 were taught by Casey Byerly and Stacy Hall. Grades 1 through 3 were taught by Esther and Rachel, and grades 4 through 6 were taught by myself and Daniel. We had a lot of singing. The picture on the bottom right shows us doing the hippo song as well as some of the elders and members of the congregation, so it was good to get them involved doing that fun song there. Next pictures are again of the skits that we did for the kids, and that was a lot of fun that me and Daniel got to do. We did a lot of service projects while we were there. This slide shows there's a daycare held at the church, and they have this playground, and we put in new sand and rocks for the playground and helped them out in that area. That was on Tuesday. Then on Monday, we helped one of the older members move out of her apartment into another one down the hall. And so those are the few service projects we got to help out with. We also went to the Mall of America, and that was a lot of fun, a lot of walking, very big mall. But it was a lot of fun to see that. And on the last night we were there, they had a cookout for us and for the whole congregation. And there's Chet Brown, who was the cook for that. And they had a bonfire and everything, and we really got to say goodbye and be with the congregation before we left. And then this next slide, we ate at this great buffet there that the cost for that was provided by Pete Brown because he loves that place. And he said we needed to go there when we went there, so we did, and we were thankful for that. And that was our mission trip to Minnesota, and we're just so thankful for your prayers on behalf of these trips and your financial support for some of you, and we're just so thankful for all that you have done. And we just want to say that all the glory goes to God for this effort. Thank you.